is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Let it not be forgotten that we are having massive victories against the deep state and against the globalists. And in fact, the deep state right now is in a panic mode, in full offense, full defense, throw the kitchen sink at the enemy, which in this case would be Donald Trump, Alex Jones, InfoWars, Roger Stone, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Donald Trump Jr., and the list goes on and on and on. But here is the battle that they're really struggling to undermine. And that is the battle for the hearts and minds of the American public. You see, the average individual out there is really not that politically inclined and really doesn't care that much to discuss their politics with you, may not even be so inclined to have an opinion on politics. But because the modern day left in America is so tyrannical, so obsessed with control over all the apparatchiks of the American system, of our culture, whether it be entertainment, the education system, even sports television, which I was discussing last night, actually with Rob Dew, how liberals, we're kind of in debate. Liberalism hasn't really ruined sports per se, because sports are still sports, is still the game that people have on the field. But they've ruined sports television. They've liberalized all the media. And so because that they are going for full control, because they're throwing the kitchen sink, the average American that wouldn't be politically inclined or doesn't care to discuss politics is starting to poke its head out of the water, starting to poke its head out of the hole in the ground and say, well, now wait a second here. How come I can't watch a sporting event now without having a bunch of women on the call? That didn't used to be that way. How come there's a bunch of weird liberal messages every time I want to watch a football game or a basketball game? I don't remember politics being shoved down my throat when I was watching sports. What's up with this? Or you're just a barista at Starbucks trying to do your job, and then a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters come at you and shout you down as if you're a racist when you had nothing to do with some black people getting kicked out of a Starbucks hundreds of miles away. So, or even more so, they see the news and they just see this Trump-Russia ongoing story for 2 years. And they're just sick of it. They're just like, give me something else. Hey, you know, what's going on with the taxes? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with America? No, you keep telling me Trump Russia. And then you get to the actual info war where they're filing lawsuits against us. They're filing lawsuits against Roger Stone. They're filing lawsuits against Alex. They're filing lawsuits against WikiLeaks. They have an entire huge witch hunt going against Donald Trump, and then they step away and they say, oh, President, we're not investigating you. You're not under investigation here. Biggest load of bull. Of course this is all about removing Trump from office. Of course this is all about taking Trump down. Oh, but Trump says, hey, I'm not under investigation. Oh, no, of course not, Donald. No, no, no. We're just raiding your lawyer's offices, his home, his hotel. We're just bringing down your friends that were part of the campaign and you know, like Flynn and Manafort, and we're suing Roger Stone and WikiLeaks and everybody, and we're trying to get all this dirt on you, but you're not under investigation, President. No, 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 no. This is not about you. You're fine. The whole thing is called Trump-Russia collusion, you know, but it's not about you. Well, you know what? The average American is pretty sick of that. And so if you ever thought that you could win over the average American heart and mind by beating the same drum for 2 years, you thought wrong. Now they're sick of it, and they just want something new.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What did you do to defend liberty in the 21st century? What did you do to defend free speech in the 21st century? What did you do to stand up for your sovereignty and for your God-given rights in America in the 21st century? What did you do? What will you do in these paramount times of history? Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone joins me in the second hour. He will be discussing the lawsuit against himself and Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Trump Jr. and the Trump campaign. Of course, InfoWars under attack as well. It seems like we get a new lawsuit every day around here. But it's really a sign that the globalists and the deep state's backs are cracked. Their head is in a vice. And they have no other option but to go for full broke now as they are on the brink of total collapse, total devastation, but more than anything, total exposure. The collapse and the devastation is only the symptom of exposure for these people. It's the exposure that brings them down. And that's why they operate in the shadows. That's why it's called the shadow government. That's why it's called the deep state. That's why you've never even heard of the term globalist until Trump made it go mainstream after Alex Jones had been saying it for 10 years. And so now globalist and deep state are household phrases. So we move it one step further. We have to move the ball upfield now and address the people for what they really are. Spirit cookers. Spirit cookers. And after we did the WikiLeaks special on Friday, I spent a little time looking at some more of the stuff that came out from the spirit cookings. And then you've seen the weird pictures of John Podesta. You've seen the weird pictures of Barack Obama. They have some weird deal where they say you cut the knife deep into your middle finger and then eat the pain, and then there's, well, you can just imagine. And it all comes out thanks to the WikiLeaks emails, and they just act like it doesn't exist. I mean, can you imagine? So Donald Trump apparently is the worst guy on earth because he may or may not have had a sexual affair with Stormy Daniels a decade ago. John and Tony Podesta sell artwork that is sickening, and it depicts lewd sex acts, and it depicts the way that serial murderers used to twist up and mangle bodies. And this is the Podesta art collection. This is the Podesta spirit cooking art collection. And so to sit here, and I've got a whole stack of news. The show is just getting we're just in liftoff stage right now. So I'm going to get into all the crazy liberal just leftist nonsense that we deal with. But this is all going to come back to that, folks. And whether or not the public ever has any idea what Hillary Clinton and the Podestas and the Obamas did behind the scenes with $65,000 worth of succulent hot dogs, maybe the public never knows, and maybe the public shouldn't ever know. But that's going to be what ultimately brings these people to their knees and to their end. And so we can have a debate over left and right. We can have a debate over conservative versus liberal. That's fine. But what gets lost in that debate is what we're actually dealing with here. And that's that for most of the time until Trump, the left and the right were controlled by the same opposition to America that were Satanists, spirit cookers, and even worse. And so to have the left and right debate is just ceremonious if you're not going to address the powers that be that control the entire system. Some people call them the Illuminati. That's the pop culture thing to say. And there's historical references to that with your old German Illuminati and everything, but they've controlled the levers of power in this country for so long that people don't even know how to respond now that they're out. And here comes Trump actually challenging this to make America sovereign again, and they freak out and they reject it like a body rejects chemotherapy for cancer treatment. So that's the overall thing that we're all dealing with right now that the average person could not even comprehend. But that's where the rabbit hole begins. So to bring things back down to earth, which is what we'll do now, you had a terror attack in Toronto that leaves 5 dead. I believe there's at least 10 wounded. Apparently bodies all over the sidewalk there in Toronto. Another van mowing down pedestrians, this time in Canada. And the original eyewitnesses reports are saying, obviously the driver of the van knew what they were doing, consciously was running people over, trying to maim or even kill them. So you got that situation that developed right before we went on air here today. You had the situation over the weekend with the shooting at the Waffle House that left 4 dead, and you have a hero emerge from that tragedy, James Shaw Jr., 29-year-old man who decided he was going to be a hero that day and confronted the man with the AR-15, took a bullet wound to the hand, was able to wrestle away the firearm from him and restrain him before he killed more people. That's a hero, James Shaw Jr. And we can only imagine, or we can only wish, we can only hope that any of us would have that same courage given the circumstances. We all wish that we could be like James Shaw Jr. should that type of situation arise. We would hope that that's how we would respond, not like the cowards in the Broward County Sheriff's Department that stood down when kids were being shot inside the Parkland, Florida school. If only those officers could have been like more like James Shaw Jr. or the teacher, the gym teacher there at the school, and they acted courageously to try to save lives. So I guess that's some of the bad news when you talk about shootings and terror attacks. You do have, though, some good news. 14 states hit record low unemployment. 14 states have hit new records for low unemployment rates in the last year, nearly a decade after the recession put millions of Americans out of work. You've got Hawaii's unemployment is so low, it's like bad. They don't even know what to do. They're complaining because they're working too hard. They're like, whoa, 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 hey, this is Hawaii, dude. We're not supposed to be working all the time. What is this? I'm supposed to be fun employed, man. It's fun employment. Even California has a new record low for unemployment, 4.1%. Even California. Wow. Okay. So we are lifting off here on the War Room. The thrusters are just hitting maximum capacity. When we come back, I'm going to get through this stack of liberal nonsense. I mean, look, it's really easy to see where a modern day liberal is coming from. And that's from the side of insanity. So we're going to go down the road of insanity with liberal nonsense on the other side.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I'm watching this clip during the break of Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my gosh. And she's at a conference, and it's called NAN. It's the National, it was the National Association or something, but so the acronym is NAN. And so it's this little logo that says NAN on it, and it's like a circular purple logo, and it says NAN, and she's speaking at the podium, and she's got some bright purple shirt on, and she has her typical, like, deer in the headlights, Nancy Pelosi, like, doesn't even know where she is look, like, kind of looking around and laughing, and it's like the perfect, it was like the perfect imagery. You guys can see if you can find this, of Nancy Pelosi standing at a podium in a purple jacket with the acronym NAN under her, and that's who she is. She's NAN. She is a circus act. Everything Nancy Pelosi is like in this iconic shot of her in a purple suit. No, that's not it. It's all right, guy. It's just, these people are so ridiculous. Look at some of these videos we're going to play today. I'm going to break down the whole Hillary Clinton clip. She says we're living through an all-out war on truth, facts, and reason. Yeah, coming from your media cohorts. You've got students shocked Obama also sent troops to border. Yeah, all of these Obamaites, they don't even understand. Obama expanded the wars in the Middle East. He bombed 7 different countries that were then put on a no-travel list by President Trump. These liberal trendies, they don't even know their history. They don't know anything about the people that they idolize. Devin Nunes goes on Fox News, calls the DNC lawsuit a scam. Michael Bloomberg pledges $4.5 million to fulfill U.S. commitment to Paris Climate Accord. You've never heard of such nonsense. I mean, wow. Macron says, I'm here to make France great again, as he's about to have a state dinner with the Trumps tonight. I mean, it's all here. Lawyer freaks out in middle of CNN panel. Why are you subjecting me to this? That lawyer was Elizabeth Beck. She's actually going to be joining me in the third hour, as well as Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai, who has launched some legal action of his own for the political racketeering that we highlighted here on the air just a week ago. But you know what? I'm not even going to have time. So here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to dedicate the next segment. I'm going to dedicate the next segment to this stack of liberal news. And it's all insanity coming from the left. And it just shows you how insane it all really is. And again, the average American can see through all of the nonsense. But here's Hillary Clinton. In fact, let's go first to... we'll save Devin Nunes for Roger Stone because he's coming on. Roger Stone is named in the lawsuit. He joins me in the second hour. I mean, these clips are so good. Hillary Clinton. I mean, let's go to Hillary Clinton, guys. Let's go to clip 5. Hillary Clinton, one of the biggest crooks in American political history, goes and speaks this weekend at Penn World Voices Festival and says that there is a war on truth, facts, and reason, and it's all coming from her cohorts in the media. But she's going to try to tell you that it's coming from Trump.
Well, today we have a president who seems to reject the role of a free press in our democracy. Although obsessed with his own press coverage, he evaluates it based not on whether it provides knowledge or understanding, but solely on whether the daily coverage helps him.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm done with her. I'm over Hillary Clinton. I'm done with her. I don't even care to cover this. I don't even care to break it down. I'm serious. Pull her off. I just realized sitting here listening to her. Yeah, you know, I could go and I could respond to all of her little lies and I could respond and I could point out how she lies about this, how she's actually guilty of this and she's protected this. And watching her and listening, and it just hit me. She's dead. Why am I covering Hillary Clinton? Why would I cover Hillary Clinton? Oh, wow. Hillary Clinton is out lying again? Shocker. How do I know Hillary Clinton is lying? She's opening her mouth. So I don't even think we should, she doesn't even deserve my time. She doesn't even deserve this show's time anymore. She doesn't deserve any of our time anymore. If they want to keep putting Hillary Clinton out there to keep spreading lies and propaganda, fine. You know what? We already rejected her. She's already rejected. She's already a loser. I'm done with it. I don't even want to cover it. I'm done with it. That was it. You know what? 3.5 minute clip of Hillary Clinton lying. Could have broke it. I'm done. What's the point? She lost. She's not coming back. And if there's really stupid minions out there that think she's an honest person, then you know what? Fine. Okay? There's nothing I can do about that. But you know what? The more they put Hillary Clinton out there to do that type of crap, the more people are going to come to Trump's side. So you know what? Keep putting Hillary Clinton out there. Keep giving her a pedestal. Keep putting some ridiculous rainbow scarf over her head or whatever she's doing. Keep doing that. You know what? You are just going to lose even more. The more you invest in Hillary Clinton, the more you lose that investment. Hillary Clinton is a guaranteed loss of an investment right now. So I'm done. I'm not playing. I can't deal with Hillary Clinton anymore. Okay. America's moving forward. All right. We're crossing the threshold. We're done with the scum. We're done with the trash. We're putting you in the scrap heap of history. We're putting the Clintons, we're putting the Podestas. Folks, let me tell you something else. The Obama administration is caught so red-handed right now, it is not even funny. Sally Yates, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, oh my gosh, what is the other, and Valerie Jarrett. Those four people right now, folks, are caught dead to rights. Sally Yates, Valerie Jarrett, James Comey, and Loretta Lynch have all been caught red-handed. Abusing their powers in the government. And it goes well beyond that, folks. Again, then once you look into all these people that are coming after Trump in lawsuits, via the judicial system, via the media, they're all connected. They're all connected to the Valerie Jarretts. They're all connected to the Sally Yates. They're all connected to Hillary Clinton. It's one big criminal cabal. And if you want to ignore the spirit cooking aspect of this and the $65,000 hot dogs, fine. These people are abusing the powers of government that they were put in charge of. They abuse the Department of Justice. They abuse the FBI. They politicize the IRS. They politicize the CIA. They politicize the intelligence communities. And not even television news can ignore this anymore. It used to be that they could just ignore this, not talk about it. Well, they can't talk about it anymore, can they? Because President Trump's talking about it. Because President Trump is calling them out. And so they can't ignore it anymore. And once that cat is out of the bag, once that Pandora's box is opened, it's not getting closed back up. So all the corruption from the Obama DOJ and the Comey FBI, the Loretta Lynch DOJ, and then the Valerie Jarrett and Sally Yates web of connections, it's all going to be exposed, folks. There is no choice when this is all said and done. These are the criminals.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Master waits for its collision now. It's a repeat.
All right, the death toll in Toronto has just been updated from 5 to 9. Nine reported dead in the terror attack in Toronto. A van, I'm sure it's the van's fault. Obviously, this is a truck attack. If it turns out that the guy that they just arrested is from the Middle East, they'll just say he's Asian and it was a rogue truck attack. That's how that will go. But the death toll has just been updated to 9 and they have just arrested the individual. We are pulling these images for you right now. Armed driver plows van into multiple pedestrian, kills at least 5. The number is now 9. And we're trying to get the updated footage of the arrest happening. Of course, they did just arrest the shooter that shot up the Waffle House. That left 4 dead. Now the van terror attack. See, now they've got me even saying this ridiculous. Well, we don't know who it is. There's the Waffle House shooting suspect. Captured. That story just broke, so they captured him. Of course, it's a white male, so they'll demonize white men and all gun owners is the thing that'll come to. But when you've got scores of instances of Middle Eastern people going and running people over in vans and cars, then they will not point to the race or ethnicity of the individual or the religion having anything to do with it. And in fact, they'll misappropriate the race because they want to avoid the actual cause of the situation. Now, you want to find out what nurtures someone to go and shoot four people at a Waffle House. Okay, well, I look at that story and I say, looks like that's probably a situation of a pillhead who had some sort of a troubled past and was probably on some mind-altering drugs like Prozac that then essentially made him go suicidal or homicidal. And of course, those are side effects of many of the SSRI drugs. We cover this topic relentlessly. Then you've got a van that gets mounted up on the sidewalk and starts running people over. And you just say, okay, well, what does that look like? Well, it looks like every other terror attack where a radical jihadist from the Middle East hops in the driver's seat of a van or truck and mows people down and murders them. Now, that's just me sitting here reporting on the facts. Why did that white guy go into a Waffle House and shoot a bunch of people? Well, probably because he was some pillhead with a troubled checkered past. And it'll come out probably that that's the case. That's just history repeating itself. Then you say, well, what happened in Toronto where someone driving a van decided to hop up on the pedestrian sidewalk and run a bunch of people down? Well, probably a Middle Eastern individual that was an Islamicist and a jihadist. And then it'll come out that that's the case. But then they'll say that we're racist for reporting the facts. You see how that works? And then they'll take it a step further and they'll say we're intolerant because we don't want a bunch of radical jihadists coming here and running people over in trucks. Well, I guess if that's what you want to tolerate in your country, more power to you. Maybe you should move to Europe where that's part and parcel, according to Sadiq Khan. But we've got the video now, guys. Let's pull this up. Apparently, this is the video that they have just released now of the arrest in Toronto. Is this, guys, do we know if there's any cursing in this? Okay. So, this is the newly released or surfaced video of the arrest in Toronto of the individual that just ran people over, killed nine. All right, so there he is on the ground. Okay. I'm just seeing this for the first time as well, so you guys just want to roll that again? I couldn't really tell. It looks like I assume that that's him at the end there on the ground. I'm just seeing this for the first time here. In fact, let me just look at my side monitor here. It looks like, I mean, is that him standing there with a gun pointed? So he's standing there with a gun pointed at officers? Oh yeah, okay, so there he is. He's standing there. He's got his gun pointed at the officer. The officer is approaching him. He's standing outside of the van he just used to run people over, I guess. And he's approaching the officer with a, it looks like he's got a gun pointed at him, but there's no way that's a gun. If that was a gun, the officer would have shot him dead right there. So I don't see how that could be a gun. Well, regardless, there it is right there. So, and there's the van that he used to run a bunch of people over. So I'm not sure when we'll get the official details as far as that's concerned, but you just saw it. He's standing outside of the van and it looks like he's pointing some object like it is a gun at the officer, but I highly doubt it was a gun. If it was a gun, they would have just shot him dead right there, you would assume. So the driver of the van that killed at least nine in Toronto has now been brought to justice. Now, so there's the image where it looks like he's pointing a gun towards the officer. I would assume that's not a gun, though, because if that's a gun, the officer probably would have shot him. So who knows what he's holding or who it is. I mean, I don't even know for sure if it is a he. I'm just assuming that. I guess that's sexist of me. But are they going to call for gun control? Are they going to call for van control after this? Well, of course they're going to call for gun control. You had the event at the Wolf House. Four people got shot. So gun control is the answer. Nine people ran over by a radical jihadist. Oh, excuse me. I shouldn't report that. This could have been something else, you know, because there's so many other types of people that are running people over in cars right now. So for us to assume that this is a radical jihadist would be racist and intolerant. So I'm not going to do that. We don't know who this is. This could have been a nice Jewish boy. It could have been a nice Jewish girl. Could have been a nice Catholic girl that ran those people over shouting, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Messiah. We don't know. It's not like we've had, you know, a few cases of radical jihadists running people over in cars. So we shouldn't assume that that's the case, and we won't. But my guess is by the time I'm off air, that will be the story. Probably some migrant, first, second generation from the Middle East. And it's sad. It's sad that someone's religion would drive them to murder someone, or it's sad that someone would be so brainwashed by a cult that they would feel like they're justified in murdering nine people by running them over in a car. So nine dead in Toronto from a rogue car. We'll see the story of the driver. And then you have four shot to death in a Waffle House in America, which will certainly lead to the left shouting gun control at the top of their lungs. But there's certainly no solution to whatever happens with these guys that get in trucks like it happened in New York City and then try to run a bunch of people over. There's no solution to that. There never will be, but there is a solution to every gun crime ever, and that's gun control. Just ask a good liberal. Of course, that doesn't work. A sign that says a gun-free zone doesn't work.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, and we are very malleable here at Infowars. Some days we'll deliver the talk radio style format and take a bunch of calls. Some days we'll get in with the experts about the White House intrigue and everything that's going on there and break that down in a very detailed and focused manner. And then other days were more like television news, where you've got a breaking event like what happened in Toronto with the van that went up on the road and ran over a bunch of people, killed nine, and we're still getting details on that. You just had the individual responsible for that get arrested. We had that exclusive footage for you in the last segment. Now we're about to go to a live press conference of the police and the mayor there. But first, folks, this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're able to do all this coverage, be live for 10 hours a day, hire more crew. And some of the specials we have going right now: 50% off Super Male Vitality, still 50% off. This is one of the top rated products at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's 50% off right now. We've got some combo packs that are also 50% off, like the Vitality and Balance combo pack. That's Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, the Vitality and Balance combo pack. That's 50% off. True Alpha Male combo pack, that's Super Male Vitality, and then the Alpha Power. So that's the True Alpha Male combo pack, and that is also 50% off right now. If you haven't tried the Super Blue Immune Gargle combo, why not try that at 50% off right now? Perfect for if you feel a scratchy throat coming on, or an itchy throat, or a sore throat, or you've got a cough or something like that. If you're one that does the colloidal silver that we also have available at InfoWarsStore.com, this is another option for you, a spray option. So instead of the swallowing the liquid with the dropper, you can just spray it and kind of give your throat a coating. And that's 50% off right now as well. And if you're one of the people that takes advantage of our Patriot points at our online store, where you get rewarded for shopping with us at InfoWarsStore.com, Patriot points are double for the rest of the month. So if you buy a Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, and normally you get 5 Patriot points, Well, now you'll get 10. And of course, you can then use those Patriot points to purchase other products in the future. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It makes everything we do here possible, but right now it just makes our survival possible because they're trying to financially handicap us with these lawsuits, and it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. All right, well, the press conference has concluded, but do we have, were we able to get anything from it? All right, well, I was kind of monitoring it here, and the only thing that they've really gotten into as far as details are concerned is you got 9 dead, 16 people injured. They have the driver in custody. As far as details on the driver, information about the driver or anything like that, motive, nothing there. So it looks like I was reading the captions there. It sounded like he was trying to, suicide by cop. He was trying to get the cop to shoot him, as we're getting in the footage that we have right here. So
yeah, we transferred it over since we couldn't play it, of course. I watched this about 30 minutes ago. Well, I brought it up to you guys. If you listen, he has a Middle Eastern accent. Looks like he's wearing a white Islamic hat. So 99% of these truck attacks were Islamic. So the point is, evidence bounces an Islamic attack.
So they'll probably say it's an Asian. That's how they always spin this. If it's a Middle Eastern, they say, oh, he's Asian.
No, it's got audio. You can play it. People can hear it.
So here, guys, let's rewind this back and let's pipe up the audio. And you can hear the man shouting back at the police, guys. Do we have the audio ready to go? There we go. Listen. So you can tell he's got broken English. He's saying, I have gun in pocket. I have gun in pocket. And then he obviously gets arrested. Here, guys, let's roll this back one more time. Let's pull this up. Pull the audio up a little bit more if you can. And let's hear this. Says shoot me in the head. He says kill me. He's pointing an object at the police. I don't think it's a gun. He claims he has a gun in his pocket. Here's footage from above. He drops the object, and then he's apprehended against the back of the vehicle, and that's just that. And there he is, right there. You can kind of see a final shot of him right there. So he obviously was speaking with, it sounded like some broken English, some sort of accent. And every other attack like this, where you have a van or a car or whatever mount a sidewalk and mow over pedestrians, it's been a radical Islamic attack. It's been a jihadi. That's what happened in, I mean, how many attacks has it been now? I mean, this is sick. How many times have you had a radical jihadi hop in a car or a van and then run people over? I'm trying to remember this. Germany, France, London, New York, and now Toronto. There's 5 times. I'm just going by memory. And those are just the ones I think that I've covered just since I've been working for InfoWars in the last 2 years. I think I said, so how many different ones in France? So you've had at least one in France, at least one in Germany, at least one in London, one in America, and one in Canada. So those are the 5 that I can think about it. Terrorist attacks by vehicles. Okay, there's 2006, an Iranian-American, 2014, fundamentalist Islamic group, 2016, Nice, France, 2016, Ohio State University. Oh, yeah, that's right, the knife man from Somalia. 2016, a Tunisian man in a Christmas market in Berlin. 2017, the London Bridge attack that happened during Bilderberg. April 2017, Stockholm, Sweden. Uzbekistan. terrorist crime, June 2017, London again. Actually, that was the one during Bilderberg, I think. Yeah, that second one was the one during Bilderberg. Again, that was on the London Bridge. Another terrorist attack, radical jihadi. 48 people taken to the hospital. Another one in June 2017. A Finsbury Park mosque. You have August 2017 in Barcelona. ISIS. September 30th, October 1st. This is in Edmonton. An ISIS member runs people over in a U-Haul truck. Oh my gosh. A Somali refugee, October 2017. So there was the list of them. There's about 10, I think, or 10 of 15 that we just read off. I think all but one was a radical jihadist. At least, according to that list. It's all so complex. No, it's not complex to say, oh, if a guy shouts Allahu Akbar and then runs 30 people over in a car, why he's doing it. The complexity is what motivates them to do that and why they're here in the first place. And it all leads to the same globalist one world government plan where you destroy nation states with multiculturalism. That's how you're going to see Sweden destroyed, Germany destroyed. We'll see what happens in France. Macron says he wants to make France again great again. But that's the goal is to destroy the nation state with multiculturalism and then destroy the nation state by turning in first world nations into third world nations by importing the population from third world countries into the first world countries and then bringing them to their knees financially with welfare to turn them into a third world state so that then they can be absorbed into the one world government. And then, of course, it's easy for ISIS gangs to get recruits and sell them on hating America when you've got the Bush foreign wars, the Obama foreign wars, where Obama drones weddings and all this stuff. So they can easily get people to hate Americans by saying, look at the criminal Obama, look at the criminal Bush, these are bad people. Well, they don't represent us, not anymore.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Ah, yes, indeed. I just took a shift.
If you want the future, you must fight for it.
This
is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Great piece of cinematographic art there, telling you exactly what we think of the Democratic National Committee's new bogus lawsuit. This lawsuit is a fraud. It is without merit. It is baseless. It is a harassment lawsuit designed for headlines. Does this sound familiar? This is precisely what InfoWars is going through now. A relentless collection of warfare lawsuits, harassment, trumped up, phony, baseless lawsuits designed to garner the headline. Sandy Hook parents sue Alex Jones for saying no one died there. Alex Jones groomed young gay man for gay sex. Totally nonsense, nonsensical, false, a fairy tale, but meant to exact financial retribution on our pocketbooks. In my particular case, I was party to an enormous lawsuit that includes the Russian state, the Russian army, a Russian alleging to be Guccifer 2.0, if that's a Russian at all, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort Jr., Donald Trump Jr., the Trump campaign. This is the Democrats' pipe dream. This is a left-wing conspiracy theory of fake news quotes woven together. It's based entirely on conjecture, supposition, projection, and speculation. But proof, evidence, not an iota. Here, Owen, is where I think this may backfire. We have the document here. This morning, my lawyers informed the Democratic National Committee that they must preserve their servers. You will remember that although they claim that they were hacked by Russians nonetheless, they have never let the FBI examine their computer servers, instead allowing CloudStrike, which is a partisan vendor, a third party, to assert that they were hacked by the Russians. Now, through this lawsuit, in the consequence of unintended, I should say an act of unintended consequences, we will be able to examine that server and settle once and for all whether the DNC was hacked. Now, as shrewd observers know, counterintelligent figures like Bill Binney and Ray McGovern and others say that there is far more forensic evidence that would indicate that the DNC data was downloaded to some kind of a portable drive and taken out the back door. Most likely, dare we say his name, by Seth Rich. So we're going to break this all down for you today. I think the Democratic National Committee has really stepped in shift in this particular lawsuit. I think this opens their doors in a way that they had never, ever anticipated, and it will be a vehicle for justice. As Julian Assange said yesterday on the WikiLeaks Twitter feed, discovery will be fun. You're at the right place. You're at the War Room with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer, and we're going to break it all down for you. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room. It's Freedom Command Central with your co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Owen, I do want to move to the phones because I find with so much news coming down, the Michael Cohen controversy, the DNC lawsuit, the Comey memos, many, many InfoWarriors have questions on their mind, and we, of course, are glad to try to answer them. So, why don't you shout out the cell phone number for us, and let's take some calls.
All right. Give us a call at 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Questions for Roger Stone, questions for myself, or if you just want to make a general point, we will take your call at 888-201-2244. Roger, I'm so glad you brought up that subject of discussion last segment, where now the Democrats have opened up an investigation into themselves, essentially. Perhaps they don't even have the ability to think two moves ahead. I mean, seriously, Roger, they must really not have the ability to think two moves ahead if they didn't even understand how this would ultimately fall back into their hands, in the sense that they're going to have to turn over those servers as evidence to prove their claim that it was Russia from the beginning. And so Trump tweets out last Friday, latest DNC lawsuit against my campaign could actually be a good thing. We'll finally get to investigate those servers. So my guess is now they're either, the servers have been smashed and they're either gone or they've been tampered with somehow. But
Bleached.
Or bleached, like Hillary Clinton said. And then she says, oh, like wiped with a towel? Like she has no idea what's going on. This is a world-class criminal. She knows how to erase a hard drive, I promise you. But Roger, here's what the Democrats did. The Democrats have now gone all in. They've gone all in, Roger. Their hand is showing on a bluff. The Democrats just went all in with their hand showing on a bluff, and everyone else at the table is about to call them on their bluff. Here come the cards, Roger. They don't have a chance at winning. We've got pocket aces over here. We've got king ace on suit over here. We've got, you know, pocket queens over here. The Democrats are sitting there with 2-7 off suit, and they just went all in. Card showing. So what happens next, Roger, as we're aggregating these calls? What happens to the Democrats next as they're getting called on their bluff by everyone else at the table?
What this lawsuit shows, Owen, is that DNC now stands for Desperately Need Cash. This is a fundraising mechanism. This is about the grabbing the phony headlines. What this tells me is that Robert Mueller's inquiry into Russian collusion is running out of steam. He can't find any conspiracy, collusion, coordination with the Russian state. So this is an attempt to recycle the same phony claim yet again. What's ironic here is that this lawsuit is a knockoff of a lawsuit that's already been filed by Project Democracy, the Obama-led group that is suing me and Donald Trump in the federal courts in the District of Columbia. We've already moved for dismissal of that bogus, baseless, meritless lawsuit. What you have here is a wish list where the left sees things as they want to be. They offer no evidence, no proof, nothing that will hold up in a court of law. It's all conjecture, supposition, projection, speculation, but no facts. There is a precedent for this. The Democratic National Committee sued President Richard Nixon, the Committee to Reelect the President, the Republican National Committee, back in 1972 in a civil suit over the break-in of the Watergate. Here's the difference. There was an actual connection between those who broke in and the President's Reelection Committee, even though there was never any evidence that the actual break-in was known to or approved in advance by the President. Nonetheless, they collected $1 million. In this lawsuit, they have nothing, nada, zero. They have wild fantasies, conspiracy theories. Guccifer 2.0 is a Russian. Forget the fact that Stone communicated with him 6 weeks after the WikiLeaks material on the DNC had already been published. Don't let the facts get in the way of a left-wing narrative. No, I think they have made an enormous mistake. I think your analysis in terms of a card game is exactly right, Owen. They've left themselves open, wide open, to taking part the entire centerpiece of their bogus claim that they were hacked, nonetheless, by the Russians. They're going to have to prove that in a court of law to win this suit, and it is unprovable largely because there is no evidence of it, and it most likely never happened. I think that they are between a rock and a hard place.
Well, and let's break this down, Roger, before we get to your calls in the next segment, which we're aggregating right now at 888-201-2244. Let's think about this, Roger, because I can already tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is when they are taken to task on producing the servers to prove that they were hacked by Russians, the servers are going to be gone. Magically, they won't be there. They'll either be wiped clean of any evidence and data, or they'll literally be smashed to pieces. So you're never going to get those servers. The Democrats, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter. They know there was no Russian collusion. They know that these lawsuits are a total canard to begin with. So they already know that this is fake. They don't care. They never planned on having to show the servers anyway. They never planned on it getting there. This is all for show. This is all for publicity. This is all for the court of public opinion. But what's going to happen, Roger, is the rubber's going to meet the road. They're going to get called to task by yourself and your legal team representing you. They're going to get called to task by Don Jr.'s legal team. They're going to get called to task by the team of the Trump campaign. They're going to get called to task by WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And then here's going to come the flop. And then here's going to come the river. And they're going to have 2-7 off suit. Everyone else is going to win. Oh, but they're just going to pull out and they're going to say, oh, no. We folded. We never were in here to begin with. We folded. And the average liberal is going to totally buy it. They're not even going to understand that they won't give them any evidence of Russian collusion. And then the very evidence that they could provide that would be the only evidence, just one simple thing, would be those servers, and they will not provide again. They will again leave their minions hung out to dry with no evidence for this Russian collusion theory that they've been spouting off about for 2 years. And the liberal madness will only increase from there, Roger. So that's how I see this thing going, because you're going to fight this. They cannot reveal that server because they know that the whole thing is made up to begin with. So the question now is really just, when do the Democrats get booted from the table? When do we finally just get these guys off the table?
Well, sadly, there is one other question, Owen, and that is, how many more hundreds of thousands of dollars is this going to cost me to fight? I already have to pay legal expenses associated with my 4.5-hour appearance before the House Intelligence Committee, in which my testimony was both complete and entirely accurate, just in case you're listening, Adam Schiff. And then secondarily, we have the Senate Judiciary Committee, with whom I have agreed to cooperate, turn over documents, potentially testify. The Senate Intelligence Committee, where at least Senator Warner has reeled back some of his rhetoric. He's not openly saying Roger Stone works for the Russians, as he once did, which, of course, would be actionable if he wasn't hiding behind his congressional immunity. So this is getting to the point where my legal fees, Owen, are approaching $1 million. We've set up the Stone Defense Fund for my friends to help. And frankly, fundraising has to compete with all of the 2018 candidates. But this is both an attempt to destroy me financially, but more importantly, to distract me from being active in the fight to defend and save our president. That is, to me, the greatest danger. They don't want me front and center when they try to remove our president through some bogus finding of procedural crime by Robert Mueller, which I still believe is coming and which I am prepared to resist with every fiber in my body. So thanks for joining us here at the War Room. I hope you're queuing up on the phones for either Owen or myself. We will be right back.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ah, yes, indeed. I just took a shift.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A great video, Owen Schroyer, creative director on that one, got enormous pickup this past weekend. Gives you some idea what we think of the phony Democratic National Committee lawsuit. Owen, what do we got on the call board here? Let's see if we can take a few InfoWarriors incoming calls.
Sure thing, Roger. Let's jump out to Kansas, where James is going to lead us off today. Go ahead, James. You're on the air with Roger Stone.
Mr. Stone, I have the utmost respect for you and your situation. You know, the dependency becomes known for its true nature. Bondage. There are a few ways, you know, you can go bloodshed, you can go to war. The founding fathers learned a better way, realizing that the creator is the always above the greater than which you are informed your citizenry to control the acting and the name. God created man. Man, that is you, created the Constitution. Constitution created the government, and the government created corporations, which is a problem. Where we need to get back to is the basics. This is America, sir. In my eyes, jury nullification is the key to taking back our republic. Because number one, when you issue laws that are unconstitutional, like the war on drugs that's failed for 47 years, or like gun laws, those are unconstitutional laws, are null and void. And if you go into a court and you're a juror, I call out to the nation, if you go into a court as a juror and it's about a gun, it's about drugs, I don't care if it's a B2, whatever, staying in a hotel room with 10 pounds of cocaine and, you know, snorting it with a couple hookers. It don't matter. When you go in front of that jury, it is an unconstitutional law because we didn't never had an amendment like we did prohibition with alcohol. And that means it's null and void, and you cannot stand on a unconstitutional law. That's my take on that. But I've also been severely, for the last 2 years, censored. I'm on YouTube, but they put me in the dark corner of the net there. I have a PewTube. And it's In the End God Wins 69 hashtag. And then also I'm on HookTube. And it's...
And conservatives have to go to all these other platforms right now because, as Roger well knows, he got banned off Twitter. They're censoring conservatives and Trump supporters on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and everything. But, you know, just to take what James said there, and then I'll pitch it to you, Roger... I think that just like the Constitution was the answer in 1776, just like the Bill of Rights was the answer in 1776, or for that time period, for America to become America then, just like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were the answer then, it still is the answer today. The problem is we don't really abide by the Constitution. The Constitution has become ceremonious. Politicians take an oath and then they seemingly forget about it. It's like they don't even know it exists after they take that oath. So it's really just become a ceremonious thing. And if we got back to the Constitution, as James was saying, where unless I give you the right to arrest me for having cocaine, you can't arrest me for having cocaine. And then you can have the whole process of jury nullification. And if you choose to embark on that battle, which I discussed last week, my personal experience with that, but Roger, you know, you're dealing with all of this right now because you're not only in the legal fight where they're making up fake news about you, but also because of the actions taken against you on social media.
No, I think the caller makes a very good point. The censorship is the greatest single problem. In other words, it is one thing to be under attack, as InfoWars is, as Alex Jones is, as I am. But it is another thing to be fighting with one hand tied behind your back because of this war of censorship. Today, on Twitter, there is somebody called Stone Cold Roger. It is not me. It is not a feed that I control. Someone very actively looks at my Instagram feed, my Facebook feed, mentions of me on the InfoWars or on the Alex Jones Twitter feed, and they pick up a lot of material. But many people believe that I control that feed. I do not. The mountain of hatred, the hundreds and hundreds of postings of vituperation, of raw, unadulterated hate at that site, almost makes me glad that I'm not on Twitter anymore. That's how outrageous and one-sided this has become. If I see one more puke say, oh, you're going to jail for being a Russian bot, I may vomit. That's how nauseating this has gotten. It's why we really need your support here at InfoWars more than ever before. Let's be very, very clear. There's my old account, Stone Cold Truth, was closed down. Roger J. Stone Jr. was closed down. Yet somebody calling himself Stone Cold Roger currently has a very active feed. Many people believe that is yours truly. I can assure you it is not. And any examination of the URLs, I think, would prove that. To get back to my point, though, before we leave the segment, it's very important you go to the InfoWars.com store. Because Alex Jones is fighting the exact same fight that I am fighting. It is a fight over censorship. It is a fight to trump up these phony lawsuits with their bogus big ticket headlines that are meant as a smear, and then to use the lawsuit to point to lawsuit as the rationale for removing you from YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or Google or any other social media platform. And Alex Jones can tell you, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars just to move to dismiss these ridiculous lawsuits. There we go. You see Stone Cold Roger. I like it. I'm a fan. But, of course, this is not my website, just to be clear, or my Twitter feed. And Alex Jones, as you can see, follows me, which is gratifying. It is interesting to see that there are dozens of Roger Stone wannabes on Twitter. Some of them not so nice. Some of them positively pornographic. So somebody there must miss me. In any event, please go to the InfoWars store before we end the segment. You'll see some of these unbelievable specials, the Vitality and Balance Combo Pack, which is Super Male Vitality, and the Real Red Pill. I also like the Body Mind combination, the Real Red Pill and Brain Force Plus, which is a terrific savings in a stacked package, very much like this one. These are terrific prices. We need your support. It is a 360 win. You help yourself, you help us, and you get the very best products. We will be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Ah, yes, indeed. I just took a shift.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone with my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and the phone lines are open. Owen, let's go to the phone lines and see what we've got online.
Let's jump out to the East Coast where John is calling in from Boston. Go ahead, John.
Owen and Roger, it's great to be with you. Love you guys. Love InfoWars. You know, I've been doing a little bit of thinking, and you know that they've tried to manufacture this whole Russian collusion delusion from the very beginning. I almost wonder if the DNC doesn't want to hand over their servers because perhaps they leaked to WikiLeaks themselves in order to get this whole thing moving from the very beginning. They could see the writing on the wall that Hillary was going to lose to Donald Trump, just like the information we were analyzing from the beginning. What if it was just another Natasha was in a Vesna Liskaya or whatever, where they set up the meeting and tried this little entrapment thing. What if they leaked their own documents to WikiLeaks?
Well, I actually think there's a high probability that the documents were leaked to WikiLeaks by a Democratic National Committee employee. I believe that individual is most likely Seth Rich. After Seth Rich's murder, there is a stunning interview with Julian Assange where Assange does not say bluntly that Rich is his source, but he implies it a half dozen times, saying our sources take their lives in their hands, they really are in danger, and then posting a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the apprehension of Rich's murderers. I don't know how much clearer he could be without violating his journalistic ethics of not revealing a source. Most notably Fox News got too far out there, today when you try to raise the entirely reasonable supposition that Seth Rich was the individual who not only had this information downloaded to a portable server, but passed it on to WikiLeaks, you are immediately censored as if you've said something outside the realm of possibility, even though it is the most logical explanation.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like, John, you're kind of getting into a what came first, the chicken or the egg scenario here. I don't believe the DNC would intentionally leak their own emails to say that Russia or to blame Russia. I think that the emails get leaked and then they scapegoat Russia. I don't think it's a reverse of that where they scapegoat Russia. Then they say, oh, look, here how they hacked our emails. I think blaming Russia was a scapegoat to try to distract from the emails because, I mean, you really think that they would want some of this stuff leaking, like spirit cookings, you know, 5-year-olds in the pool for your entertainment, $65,000 worth of hot dogs, the media colluding with Hillary Clinton for the debates. I mean, Hillary Clinton calling her voters dumb. I mean, so I don't think they wanted these things out there. I think WikiLeaks scares them to death, but I think that they did see an opportunity to scapegoat Russia as the boogeyman when they came out. Thank you for the call, John. Let's now jump to Sonny in Florida. Go ahead, Sonny.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Awesome job as usual. You've become my favorite. Roger Stone, mad respect. I've got a simple question. Everything we're discussing right now, all the way back probably just over 2 years ago with Hillary Clinton and the rest of the gaggle of people that have been coming to the surface, all of this was under Barack Obama's watch. What's going to happen to him?
Well, that's funny. They ignore that, Roger. You know, it's funny how they ignore that.
No, it's an excellent question because the larger question on the table, the elephant in the room, the reason we're going through this whole charade about the DNC lawsuit and Russia is to obscure the fact that under Barack Obama, the Justice Department and the FBI utilized what they knew was completely fabricated evidence as the rationale for getting a warrant to use illegitimately the surveillance power and authority of the state against the Republican candidate for president. This is the largest, I think, violation of civil liberties and the Constitution in our political history. This makes Watergate look like small potatoes. And the obvious question is, what did Obama know and when did he know it? Peter Strzok seems to indicate in his text messages that Obama wanted a full briefing. They have tried to twist and turn that into something else. But the evidence is that Obama knew what his Justice Department was doing, knew what his FBI was doing, knew that they were going to extraordinary lengths to ensure the election of Hillary Clinton so that they would be in a position to continue to cover up both Hillary's crimes, and for that matter, Obama's crimes. So the real question is it true that no person is above the law? And if that is true, will the Clintons, will Barack Obama be prosecuted? Anything less would be no justice. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Get used to it.
Well, the amazing thing about this to me, Roger, is right now, I said this earlier, there's four names that are pretty much dead to rights right now. Sally Yates, Valerie Jarrett, Loretta Lynch, and James Comey. Now, for different reasons, you know, Valerie Jarrett has her huge, basically, web of influence that she has in D.C. Then you've got Loretta Lynch, who's basically been caught, I would say, in a probably a bribery scheme with an illegal meeting on the tarmac to try to get a job in the Clinton administration. Of course, that failed. You've got James Comey, who most likely perjured himself. It's about to come out, all the leaks that he's guilty of. And then you have Sally Yates, who was the one in charge of making sure that Hillary Clinton's email investigation did not get off the ground. So those four names are pretty much dead to rights, Roger. The question to me is now, how do we maneuver, or maybe not we, but how does Trump's legal team or the Justice Department, if Sessions is still alive, how does he maneuver those four to get information out of them and then perhaps get a deal done so that they can really bring these people to justice? Because to me, those four names are dead to rights. They can't hide. Their crimes are wide open. But maybe they can bring some of these other fish in if they're willing to make a deal.
You know, Owen, I almost had to pinch myself this weekend when I read a story in which Attorney General Jeff Sessions warned that if Rosenstein was fired, that he himself would have to resign. Please, God, yes. Please, yes. What a gift from the Lord. Yes, fire Rosenstein to get this senile hillbilly out of the Attorney General's office so he can stop obstructing justice in the matter of the IRS under Obama, in the matter of the Clinton Foundation, in the matter of Uranium One. Jeff Sessions is the problem. We need an Attorney General committed to the rule of law, committed to equal protection, who doesn't just see crimes in Republicans, but also sees crimes in Democrats when they have been performed. We have not had a politically unbiased Justice Department in many decades, and it is time for Sessions and Rosenstein to go. I don't really know what the president is waiting for, but I'm glad Sessions got the memo. He was almost daring the president. He was almost chiding him, begging the president to fire Rosenstein. Rosenstein, who, of course, approved the use of the phony dossier as a legal rationale for unconstitutional spying, a crime for which he should now be prosecuted.
Yeah, we don't want a Keebler elf in the Justice Department. We want a mad dog. Give me a mad dog as the head of the Justice Department, please.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room with your congenial co-hosts, Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer. Looking at my email, I do want to answer a couple of inquiries. Yes, I did tie my own bow tie today. Clip-on bow ties or snap-on bow ties are never acceptable. And if your bow tie is very slightly askew, well, that's a good thing because it really just shows that you tied it yourself. Now, not everyone should and can wear a bow tie, but from time to time, I find it a refreshing break. And of course, it is that you always run the danger of getting some soup down the front of your shirt. Owen, let's go back to our call board and see who we have on deck, if we may.
Surely. Let's jump out to Rick in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Rick.
Owen, Roger.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, our prayers go out to those in Toronto, the victims of this most recent attack. It's just, it's an abomination just how habituated we've become to this evil. It's just normal, and it shouldn't be that way. The reason I'm calling is it's obvious these lawsuits are a financial war to bankrupt you guys. I mean, it's obvious. Okay, and we're all in this war with you. It would be so simple. Pardon me. It would be so simple to get a crypto wallet set up, just a simple wallet. They're free, and all of your listeners out here that may not have $25 to donate or $30, you know, to buy a product, would happily send you a dollar in cryptocurrency. It's fast. It's simple. It's immediate. The market is in a huge rally right now. You know, I really think that even like if 1% of your listeners would participate, I mean, what is that? You know, 10,000, 50,000? You know, use the technology, innovate, let us help you. It would be so easy.
You know, Rick, I appreciate the thought. Obviously, the fact that we have audience members that try to work out our problems for us here, it really means a lot. I mean, it's just like, how do you properly respond to this? We are doing so much stuff right now. We're already boiling over the top right now with all the projects we have. Like, we can't even keep a lid on ourselves because of all the products, all the projects, all the, like, we're already bubbling over the top. Anything like that is just like trying to put more water into a pot that's already boiling over. So it's a great idea, Rick. I know that the crew that over there that handles that stuff heard it, and maybe they're thinking about it. Maybe they've already thought about it, but I'm not trying to discount your idea. It's a great idea. It's just people always come to me with these great ideas, and my response is always the same. Look, at the end of the day, you're better off just doing it yourself, because we are full capacity here, and we already have a crew that outputs about four times what any normal media crew would already do. So we're like beyond the flux capacitor rate that we could already possibly have here. And taking on other projects is just like impossible. I'm not sure if that's even something you could do on your own, Rick, or if we'd have to do that in-house. But it's just the same. I just have to give the same response, because these ideas I get from audience members are great. It's just, I mean, Roger, as you know, I mean, we're so busy here, we can't even do our own projects that we come up with in-house half the time because we have so much going on.
Now, you raise a good point. This is a fine suggestion, and I'm going to look into it and see if we can post such a wallet, because I will take help from anyone who wants to help. But what Owen says is true. My next book, Stone's Rules, is coming out May 15th. It should be available at the Infowars.com store. I have been so busy, I have not yet had time to make those arrangements. So we have a lot on our plate. We're fighting this constant effort by the deep state to take us down. We are fighting the censorship war on the one hand, an effort to remove us from YouTube, remove us from Facebook, remove us from Google, remove us really from the face of the earth. But your suggestion is a good one, and I thank you so much for the call. You can, folks, if you're interested, go to Amazon or to Barnes & Noble online now and pre-order this book, which will be in stores May 15th. But if you want to get your copy mailed to you in advance, you can pre-order now. Soon this will be available at a special price at the Infowars.com store. But it gives you an example of how extraordinarily busy we are. I do want to remind you that we are under attack. Our legal costs have never been like this. Alex Jones is a brawler. He's a fighter. He intends to fight every one of these bogus, phony lawsuits. And if you are not in the market right now for one of our great pharmaceutical products, but you want to help in this struggle for freedom, well, find the donate button there at the Infowars.com site. Your contribution for $25 or $50 or $100 or more would be a godsend. We don't have fancy offices. We don't have huge salaries. We don't have limousines driving us around. Alex Jones lives in a modest home in a modest neighborhood, and he lives a modest lifestyle. He pumps everything back into InfoWars. We are not a limousine-type operation. This is a bare bones, ragtag band of patriots working together to bring you cutting edge investigative reporting. And we depend entirely on listeners and viewers for their support. We don't have any well-heeled fat cats writing big checks for InfoWars. We don't have any secret patrons propping us up like George Soros. We can depend only on you. And therefore, I urge you to look at some of these terrific specials. Or if you're not in the market for nutraceuticals, look at our books. Look at our T-shirt of the Month Club and the terrific First Amendment-oriented T-shirt line that is guaranteed to improve your social life and allow you to bond with other patriots out there in the marketplace. Look at some of these great shirts, and you will see why we use them to communicate and to bond and to meet with each other. So go to the website now, folks. Take advantage of a number of these specials. Join the T-shirt of the Month Club, for example, or buy a copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated the American Revolution. But do your shopping at the InfoWars site to help us in the fight against the globalists. Their plan is absolutely clear. It is to strangle our First Amendment rights. It is to close us down. It is to make InfoWars go bye-bye. Don't let them do it, folks. Stand with us. Please stop by the store today.
All right, Roger, let's squeeze in one more call here before you depart for the day. Let's squeeze in Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
Hi, this question is for Roger since he's been around the block for a while. I've been trying to figure out the ratio between GDP, national debt, along with the omnibus bill. And I was wondering if Roger, since he knows a lot of people and has been in politics for a long time, has ever heard any estimated figures of the gross worth of the United States, including its citizenry, all the Bezoses and rich people, along with, you know, the military-industrial complex. Do we have any idea of how much money that would be if you were to treat the country as a company?
So you'd be looking at total net worth? Is that what we're trying to get at in by and large?
Valuation, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Look, I have trouble adding two and two. I'm the least mathematical person in the world. I do know that the national economy is now growing at 3%, which everybody said during the 2016 campaign was impossible. Oh, and I know you did well in math and algebra and geometry. Maybe you want to take a crack at that question.
Okay, I'll take those kind words. Not sure how accurate they are, but my simple answer, I mean, that's a very complex question. I mean, if I was to actually answer that, I'd have to crunch a bunch of numbers, that I haven't seen the likes of since passing college algebra by the, skin of my neck. But my general answer and the simplest answer I would give you is if you understand, and this is just domestically speaking, if you understand how the fractional reserve banking system works and you want to know what the net worth of all of Americans combined is, it's actually pretty simple to find out. Go look at our national debt. It's $20 trillion. That's it. You want to combine all of the money in the country together, you get $20 trillion. That's how that goes. That's just that's not 100% accurate. That's just a basic, simple response to your question. Every time we print a dollar, we go a dollar in debt. Roger Stone signs off for today. Have more for us tomorrow on that lawsuit, Roger. We're going to be looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great, the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
InfoWars.com/.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you had a terror attack in Toronto today. Latest number is 9 dead, at least 14 wounded. And we got an update to this. First, though, again, you had the suspect, the driver of the van, get out, and it appeared tried to get suicided by the cop. He was encouraging the cops to shoot him. Here is that graphic footage. He then, here's another image where you can see he has an object in his hand. He's pointing it at the officer. He then discards the object and gets arrested. This is after he asked the cops to kill him and shoot him in the head. You can tell he spoke broken English. And they did just release a name, Alec Messiahson. In fact, guys, if you would just pull up a story, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I think it was Alec Maniason or Messiahson or something like that. It does appear to be of Middle Eastern descent. They have not released any other information, at least as far as I know right now. But here is a clip from the press conference after the suspect was apprehended. Listen to what the mayor of Toronto said after the suspect was arrested.
Remind ourselves of the fact that we are admired around the world for being inclusive and for being accepting and understanding and considerate, and that we are united in standing in solidarity, especially with those who have fallen victim to this terrible tragedy today. Now, I have some very
Now, if that isn't the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in response to a terror attack or whatever you want to call it that happened today, I don't know what is. So here he is already covering ground because this is about to be an Islamic terror attack. So he's already covering the ground saying, we're very inclusive here. We're very open and tolerant of everyone to come here. So even though this is probably a radical Muslim that we brought here from the Middle East and the news is going to report that, we're okay with that. We're okay with that. Yeah. And then tries to spin it in the same sentence without even taking a breath. And we stand with the victims of this. Yes, yes. We are very sorrowful for the victims of this, but we are tolerant also, so there might be more victims. So we're sorry, victims, but we're also tolerant, so we're sorry because there might be more victims. And we're also sorry because this person was from the Middle East and the news is going to report he was from the Middle East, and then we're going to seem intolerant, so we're sorry about that too. So we're really just sorry about everything, and we offer no solution. That's how we roll in Canada. Our only solution is political correctness, which isn't a solution at all. 19 dead, 16 injured. Is the guy's name in that Alec? I don't want to, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong, but it's Alec Minasian. Alec Minasian. Manassian. Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. Manassian. 25 years old. So, what is the story with Alec Manassian? Will we ever know? I don't know. All I know is that the mayor of Toronto said they're tolerant and they're inclusive. I mean, that's what I'd want to hear. Alec Manassian, the man that ran 9 people to death down in a car today in Toronto. And you already have the mayor covering his tracks saying, we're tolerant, we're exclusive here, we're known worldwide for our tolerance and our exclusivity. So, inclusivity, and excuse me, but if we have to have a terror attack all the time, we'll be okay with that because we're tolerant and we're inclusive. And we feel bad for the victims. And there might be more victims because we're going to bring more people from the Middle East in here and we're going to force multiculturalism down your throat. And then we're going to say that it's part and parcel like it is in London, and we're going to say we're tolerant. So If a Middle Eastern man runs you over in a car, know that that's tolerance and inclusivity.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Ladies and gentlemen, television media is dying, if not already dead. It could be considered the living dead. If you get your news from MSNBC or CNN, that's like taking a taxi to work. A taxi driver that doesn't speak English is on the phone with his wife the whole time and goes the wrong way and takes you way out of your way before you get to your destination. And then if you watch, you know, Fox News or something to get your news, that's like maybe now you're going to work in a Lyft or an Uber. It's not bad. Well, at InfoWars, you're driving to work in a Ferrari to get your news. That's what we are, because we have open minds and we don't subject you to a bunch of propaganda, unlike what you see on CNN. Now, my next guest, Elizabeth Beck and her husband, Jared Beck, honestly have had a pretty interesting ride for the last 2 years, but I'm getting Elizabeth Beck on today to talk about a segment from CNN that she was on last week that really caught my fancy. I wasn't surprised by her reaction, but I certainly enjoyed it. Watch what happened to Elizabeth Beck on CNN last week.
That she refused to enforce, but he could have actually just simply replaced her and put somebody else in the attorney general position long enough to enforce that ban. So
why are you subjecting me to this?
Sorry, I just heard a voice in my ear.
What? I did too. Whose voice was that? Was that you, Elizabeth? No. Okay.
Shut her down, they cut her mic, and they acted like she was never there, and they went back to the three-man panel. So Elizabeth Beck joins me now. You were pretty much, it seemed like, and I want you to correct the record here, but it seemed like you were annoyed from the beginning of this interview with CNN because to me, and again, this is why I want you to correct the record, it seems like they actually misappropriated things to you before even went on. They introduced you and they said things about you and Trump and different things, and you were already rolling your eyes like, well, wait a second. So did they even give you a proper introduction?
I believe the anchor gave Brooke gave a brief introduction for everyone. I didn't hear it. Obviously, there were technical difficulties going on.
It sounds like they were messing with you from the beginning then.
Well, that whole interview was just, as the young kids call it, a shit show. Now, I did a Periscope right after, and I'll tell you why I did a Periscope. Because, people knew I was going on CNN. I had live-streamed the drive over there. I like giving people an inside look into how these news outfits work. And they started tweeting at me saying, what happened? Were you on? Are you going back on? So I did a Periscope explaining it. But there were a lot of things that were going awry in that interview. And as I said in my Periscope, that's not the first time I was on CNN. I was flown up to New York by CNN for an interview as well. And let me talk about that experience, because I brought a cameraman to CNN. I brought my own cameraman, and there was a brouhaha in the lobby of the CNN building in Manhattan. because they didn't like the fact that I had brought my own cameraman. And so he had to shut off his camera. But when I went in, and this was to go on, I believe it was New Day with Allison Camerota, I was sitting in the waiting room. Okay, they do your hair, they do your makeup, and I was sitting in the waiting room with a few people, and there was a guy sitting next to me. I remember this. There was a guy sitting next to me who was so excited to be there. He was just beside himself that he was going on CNN. I didn't know who this person was, but he had an American flag pin on his lapel. And I remember thinking, well, my flag pin is bigger than your flag pin, because I had gone to the flagship store Macy's and gotten a, you know, a really big flag pin. But anyway, so I'm sitting there listening to this guy go on and on and on. And then it was his time to go on and he disappeared. And I'm like, who is that guy? And somebody says, oh, you didn't know who he was? He was a congressman. And I can't remember which state it was. It was either Wisconsin or Minnesota, I want to say. Because I remember at the time thinking, geez. So maybe he was from Wisconsin. But I realize at that moment that people don't look at CNN as just like an institution that delivers the news. They have some sort of hallowed position as a purveyor of news, and people are really excited to go on there. And so when I was at the CNN panel the second time, and you know, they pester me. I don't know if they'll pester me anymore. So they make things very easy for you. They send it's not like you guys, you know, you just call me up and say, hey, want to do an interview? And then I have to get my mic and my
wait
camera.
A second. Hold on a second. You're telling me that my people didn't tell you everything that you had to say? No, this is not how it's supposed to do. My people were supposed to tell you everything to say. No, I'm kidding.
No, what I'm saying is, you know, with you, with InfoWars, it's just live and then we have a conversation. I feel like I'm having a conversation with you. And I see you, Owen. I see you. But in the CNN, the way CNN does interviews is it's not really a dialogue. They put you in this room. You don't see anything. And then when I'm listening to these two people drone on and on and on, I flashed back to that very unpleasant time in the waiting room at CNN where people were so excited to go on CNN, they'll probably say anything CNN wants them to say.
Well, but that's why I wanted you to clarify, too, because it seemed to me like, you know, you're sitting there and you're just sick of it. You're like, why? You're like, I'm wasting my time here. You're not asking me a question. You're not talking any sense. And so you were like, why am I being subjected to this? And that's when they kicked you off.
Well, I don't watch CNN. So I'm sitting there, you know, a big chunk of my day is gone and I'm sitting there and I have to listen to this and I don't really know what I'm supposed to contribute, if anything. If I knew it were going to be a panel, I would have, as I said in my Periscope, I would have liked to prepare a little bit better. And I think if you're going to do a panel, you should have people on that can contribute in a meaningful way to the panel discussion. So I really don't know why they had me on there. I suspect it may be for some frivolous reason, especially since I couldn't really hear what was going on.
Well, it sounds to me like either they were sabotaging you intentionally because they'll do that sometimes with messing with your audio to try to confuse you. But then the other aspect is you would think that psychologically they get these guests on there that get in these panels and then just go along with whatever they're saying. And so, but you're not going to do that. You think your own way. And I just wanted to say this because
that
I'm pretty
great.
Sure.
I love that interview. I just want to say that when it was all over and done with and I saw it, I couldn't be more pleased with how that turned out, you know?
I thought you were the best guest on the panel.
You know, I have a lot of, I feel like I can provide meaningful input into a dialogue about various topics. Obviously, I can't be an expert in everything. But certainly in the realm of civil law, with enough preparation, I feel like I can be a meaningful participant. But the way CNN does these things is I don't think they're really interested in that. I think they have a set story. They have people on that will say whatever they want just to see their face on TV.
And they'll just go with the same propaganda that's whatever CNN's wanting to push. And here's the question that I have for you. Now, your husband Jared wrote the book, What Really Happened, that was about the Bernie Sanders campaign and how Hillary Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. You guys actually ended up really close to the heart of Washington with the legal work you were doing surrounding that. But did CNN ask Jared to be on ever?
No. They have not. First of all, CNN has not covered the Wilding class action lawsuit that is currently on appeal. They have not reached out to Jared to discuss that. They have certainly have not reached out to Jared to discuss his very important book that I think sheds a lot of insight into exactly what happened in the 2016 Democratic primary and why the DNC can't raise any money now, which they admitted in their, apparently their complaint that they filed against Russia.
Yeah, the DNC is now suing Russia. They should be suing Hillary Clinton.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My guest for another minute is Elizabeth Beck. You can find her on Twitter at The Cranky Lawyer, and she did a pretty good job living up to that name on her CNN segment, where she gets brought on for a panel. CNN pretty much ignores her. They didn't even give her a proper introduction. They had technical errors on her end the entire time. And so she's like, why are you subjecting me to this propaganda? And then they boot her off and they act like she was never there and then kick it to a 3-man panel. Meanwhile, they never even invite her husband on, who just published the book, What Really Happened, which is a major story, Hillary Clinton stealing the election for the Democrat nomination from Bernie Sanders. And my question for you, Elizabeth, before we let you go here today, why do you think CNN ignores Jared's book and doesn't want to talk about that story, but brings you on for a panel of people discussing about how Trump's about to go down?
I think, one, they're somewhat disorganized. And number two, they don't want to cover the book because I think there's some finger pointing in the book towards mainstream media, that includes CNN. So if a book is talking about your wrongdoings, then I don't think you necessarily want to talk about the book. So I think that's what's going on. Although I do think that the book is very enlightening. And as a last word, I have to say that this latest volley by the DNC, which sued Russia and WikiLeaks, by the way, they filed their lawsuit after our reply brief in the DNC fraud lawsuit was due. They filed their lawsuit right after our reply brief was filed in court. So I understand that in their complaint, they make some admissions, which we did not have an opportunity to cite in our reply brief. That being said, I think that considering that when Donna Brazile was working at CNN, she fed questions to Secretary Clinton, I do believe that CNN may be complicit in the mess we are in. How complicit, I don't know.
Do you think they're going to be forced to turn over those servers?
Well, I think if you're filing a lawsuit, that's tantamount to saying I agree to discovery.
So you would say, based on your legal expertise, that they would have to in order to go forward with this lawsuit?
Right. You can't dismiss your own law. I mean, you can, but once you file a lawsuit, you're saying, listen, I believe I have a claim, and I'm willing to give discovery. I expect discovery in return. So that should be interesting.
Oh, I would say, since they've been avoiding letting that into the public for 2 years now.
Yeah,
I don't know
if any evidence will be preserved. I have no idea.
Well, and what it's going to do is it's going to lend more credence to Jared Beck's book, What Really Happened, because it's going to highlight how they rigged the whole thing for Hillary the whole time. It wasn't Russia that hacked into the server. It was someone inside the DNC that saw the corruption and was a Bernie Sanders supporter and wanted the public to know, and unfortunately most likely is no longer with us. And there are others that were on that faithful journey with us either.
Right. Seth Rich.
Seth Rich, Sean Lucas, Wisenton, Baranant. There are unfortunately a lot of them. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Hey, and great work on CNN. If they invite you on there again, I want you to do the same thing.
I don't think they will invite me again.
No, I think the Becks are blackballed now but hey, you can still come on with me and with InfoWars, because I appreciate your guys' open-minded coverage. Even though it comes from a different perspective, I think it's fair and I think you guys are honest. So thank you for coming on with me today.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. I've got some videos that I want to go to here before we bring on Dr. Shiva in the next segment to talk about a big announcement he has just made. And let's dovetail off of that last conversation. Here's Devin Nunes talking about the DNC, the latest DNC lawsuit against the Russian Federation, the Donald Trump campaign, Don Jr., Roger Stone, WikiLeaks. Who else in there? Richard Gates, Papadopoulos, Julian Assange, a whole list, a whole litany of people. Here is Devin Nunes, the member of the House Intelligence Committee, response on Fox.
What about the DNC lawsuit? How do you interpret that?
Well, they ought to be suing themselves. So they're the ones that colluded with the Russians. So they're the ones that have an FEC violation. They didn't report that they were paying Fusion GPS, right? That they were digging up dirt on the Trump campaign.
All right, you know what? Hold up. That was so glorious. I want to hear that again. Go ahead and rewind that back. This is like, Devin Nunes, I got to tell you, look, I've been following Devin Nunes. I wouldn't say he was an anti-Trumper, but he was a Trump cynicist. Kind of maybe bought into the Russian stuff, so did the investigation, gave it a fair shot, and then discovers it was actually the Clinton campaign and the Democrats that colluded with Russia. This is a sound nugget of gold right here. The Democrats should be suing themselves for colluding with Russia. That's the incredible thing. It's so right. It's so spot on. You just have to play it. And it's just amazing that the average trendy liberal that marches in the street for whatever the latest hashtag trending on Twitter is has no idea. Listen to Devin Nunes one more time. I don't even think he's trying to be funny, but it really has comedic value. The Democrat Party should be suing themselves for colluding with Russia.
Well, they ought to be suing themselves. So they're the ones that colluded with the Russians. So they're the ones that have an FEC violation. They didn't report that they were paying Fusion GPS, right?
Oh, I love it.
That they were digging up dirt on the Trump campaign.
Oh, it's so good.
So they ought to be suing themselves. This is nothing more than a scam to keep their base fired up. This is about the extreme left, the socialist left, wanting to never accept that the president of the United States was rightfully and duly elected, carried a number of states that nobody expected him to carry. So this is a fundraising scheme. It's nothing more, nothing less. It's a fundraising scheme because the Democrats are out of money, and that's what this is about.
All right. Chairman
Hillary Clinton destroyed the Democrat Party. Hillary Clinton colluded with Russians, not just with the DNC and to try to bring Trump down with the fake dossier, but then for the Uranium One deal. I got to tell you, and actually, if you watched the full show today and you saw the clip earlier where normally I would go to that Hillary Clinton clip and I would break it down and I would respond to all the propaganda and all the lies. I'm telling you, I actually had like a weird moment of clarity right here on air where I'm like just over it. I'm so over it at this point. It's like I don't even care anymore. If Hillary Clinton wants to go around and keep lying and the media wants to give her attention, fine. I don't care. She's a loser. She's done. She has no more political impact. If a bunch of dumbass liberals want to believe the fake news that Trump colluded with Russia, believe this narrative that I have liberals telling me I'm going to jail. I'm not even kidding you. I go out now. I can't even go out anymore without being recognized. I go out now, and if I see a liberal that has the nuts to say something to me, which most of them just shoot me a dirty look and walk away, and then fans will be nice. But I have liberals that come up to me and they really think I'm going to jail. They are laughing and pointing at me, ha ha, you're going to jail. You colluded with Russia. Ha ha, we saw the lawsuits. They're bringing you down. And I'm like, you have no clue what you're talking about, do you? So I'm just like, I'm just done, man. Like, I got my life to live, okay? If you want to be a total loser for the rest of your life, then go ahead and be a total loser. If you want to fall for propaganda and be a brainwashed minion the rest of your life, go ahead. I'm done with you. I'm leaving you behind. We're blasting off to the stars, bud. You're in the mud.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are. for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Looking for a few good men. Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai is one of them. He is running against Elizabeth Warren in the state of Massachusetts, trying to de-seat the fake Indian. Of course, Dr. Shiva, a real Indian. And I bring Dr. Shiva on with me today to give you an update on the situation, just to give you a little background. Last week we spoke with Dr. Shiva. He is basically being, well, they're waging a, I forget what I called it, a political racketeering campaign, I believe is what I called it, a political racketeering campaign against Dr. Shiva, where he has a bus sitting in front of his lab, his, I guess you could say, semi-campaign headquarters,
that says only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. And the city of Cambridge decided to come around and say, well, sir, you don't have a right to free speech. In fact, we're going to fine you $300 every day you don't remove that sign. Well, Dr. Shiva is a fighter, and he's not going to go without a fight. So now he's filed a lawsuit back against the city of Cambridge. Complaint charges, political bias, and violation of First Amendment. Dr. Shiva joins me today. Update my audience on this lawsuit. You just launched it. You're just releasing the press releases today. What is the response? What kind of attention are you getting, Dr. Shiva Iyadure?
InfoWars, I appreciate it. Oh, and on Sunday morning, our lawyers filed a lawsuit in federal court, in Massachusetts federal court, on two grounds. One is that this is a violation of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and also of the Massachusetts Constitution. The background on this is, and the reason we have a very strong case is, you know, I own the building. I've owned it for almost close to 20 years. There's no signage on the building, Owen. However, in the parking lot, starting in March of last year, as some of the viewers may know, local students and citizens in Cambridge literally took an old bus, school bus, refurbished it, repainted it, and we had it parking in three of the nearly 70 parking spots in the four of the 70 parking spots in the parking lot. And at that point, in March of 2017, the signage said Shiva for Senate, Be the Light. 2 months after that, around June, Owen, we changed the signage to Shiva for Senate, Fight for America. You know, part of what you do is in a political campaign, you're constantly testing messaging. In March of this year, March of 2018, the message that really was resonating with people and really was a very powerful message is only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. On March 17th, 2018, which was literally the day before the St. Patrick's Day parade, we put those two signs on our bus. Now, you got to understand, this is on the bus. A few weeks later, as I shared with your audience, we received a letter from the Cambridge city of Cambridge, or a message saying, you have to take it out. Then we received a formal letter saying, if you do not remove it, it'll be $300 a day fine. Now, the insidious thing about this, Owen, is what the way these guys work is they hope to harass you that you'll just walk away and take down the sign. Or if you don't do it, then suddenly at any point they can hit you with a bill. Right. So, you know, we consult. We have great attorneys, and our attorney said you got to file suit against them because what they're doing is obviously violation of the First Amendment, but they're essentially trying to have their cake and eat it, too. So that's why we filed, Owen. It's going to be a very, very good lawsuit. It's a strong lawsuit. And it basically is a clear censorship of speech because obviously they didn't have any problems with the two previous messages, but only this message.
And that's the key right there. But see, that's the key right there, Dr. Shiva, because you could have had that van sitting in that parking lot with any message. I mean, literally any message you want. Go Red Sox. Or how about this? You could have had it sitting in the parking lot with, like, go Yankees, you know, Brock's Bombers forever. Or you know, anything. You know, Boston Bruins, Stanley Cup champions. Or you could put whatever message. It's your property. You're just parked in a spot. It doesn't matter. You could do an ad campaign for some local company. People do all the kinds of ad campaigns on cars, and they drive around. And just like you said, it proves, though, with 100% this is a violation of the First Amendment. But it proves that this is 100% political, definitely political racketeering, that it's that message that triggers their response. So it proves it. They've really harmed themselves here by only responding to that sign instead of all the other ones. So it would have always been a violation of the First Amendment. But now I think you have proof that this is political racketeering as well.
Right. And the important thing here, Owen, is the political point everyone needs to understand is that message. You see, rarely in, like, you know, if people write poetry, if they write songs, you know, sometimes you get a great, you know, song, right, or a great poem. That message is a very, very powerful political message, which I believe will go down in political history as one of the strongest messages. And it hits at the heart of not only, forget the identity issue that she lied and the doesn't want to take the DNA test, that she lied to get into Harvard, but the deeper issue about integrity. You're talking about not only Elizabeth Warren, but the integrity of all of these politicians who are fake. And, you know, the other piece of this is when I say only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, I'm talking about the fact is that I'm a real American. You're a real American. And, you know, to put it bluntly, But when you really look at the economics of what's going on with the deep state, what they've done to this country, we're all on reservations now. You know, they put Indians on reservations first, but you have poor whites being segregated, poor blacks being segregated, poor Hispanics. We live in a point where the politicians and the deep state have sold us all out. And that is what this election is about. I mean, I came from, you know, New Jersey, from Patterson, from Newark. I've gone through the process of immigration coming here legally. And I know the everyday people in this country, teachers, working people who struggle, and the founders of this country wanted real people. They did not want these fake people. Now, the founders of our country were blacksmiths and engineers and architects. They were geniuses.
Farmers.
Now we have a bunch of idiots running the country, you know, and they're self-serving idiots, be it, you know, the establishment Democrat or the establishment Republican. In Massachusetts, you know, Warren is part of the tip of the iceberg. We got one guy running on the Republican side who gave $250,000 to Bill Clinton, claims he's a Republican. Another guy, you know, voted for Joe Biden, who wants to beat up the president, and now suddenly photoshops pictures of him with Trump.
I can tell you, Dr. Shiva, I mean, I don't know how much attention with your campaign you're able to watch the attack of the liberal media and the mainstream media, but I mean, you are honestly one of their greatest targets. I mean, they are honestly waging a campaign. I mean, that's how you know you're so effective. That's how you know that they're scared of you, when they do everything they can to try to stop you, hinder you, and then will even blatantly break the law and stop your First Amendment right by telling you to remove a sign. Now, my guess is you have not removed that sign yet.
No, we're not going to remove the sign. We're going to escalate this. We are getting pickup trucks with more signs on it.
Yes.
You know, this is one of those
Excellent.
Fundamental rights that need to be fought. You know, the Second Amendment and the First Amendment go hand in hand. But the First Amendment was, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword, right? So if we do not defend the First Amendment, you know, why do we even have the Second Amendment? What are we going to defend that for? So this is one of the, and you know, the hypocrisies, this is in, you know, the center of academia, right? MIT, Harvard, it's the center of academia. A mile away is Elizabeth Warren's home. These are the intellectual elites who so, you know, articulately talk about, you know, inclusivity, diversity, free speech, et cetera, except when it's free speech exposing their hypocrisy. So we got to fight it all the way on. So, I mean, look, our campaign is not just about one day getting elected and then we fight. Our campaign has been a struggle from day one. We exposed the GOP establishment. As you know, when we took down the bus down the big St. Patrick's Day parade, millions loved it. And the NBC Nesson cameras literally point their cameras on the ground. They gave everyone else attention at home into we view, but except our bus. That's how corrupt these people are.
Well, they've just shot themselves in the foot with this.
But
you know what, though? They just shot themselves in the foot with this lawsuit, because now they're going to have to cover that bus. So
yeah.
You're going to come out on top of this deal, and it's a great campaign that you're fighting right now. And I was here. I heard the good news. I know that you're doing a bit of a media tour today. That's why you're just on the phone. But you're going to join us again soon over Skype. You're going to be on the Alex Jones Show tomorrow as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Dr. Shiva Ayodhya Ray, ShivaForSenate.com.
Thank you to the InfoWars team for making this happen. Thank you. Yeah, get it out there wide. ShivaForSenate.com. We also have a page if people want to support the lawsuit. It'd be awesome. But it's all
we got to stand for free speech.
Right.
That's it. Stand for free speech.
Your body with carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Mycel ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Man, I'm telling you, I'm like, you can. I'm just so over the liberals at this point. Again, if you want to take off to the stars, if you want to live a full life, if you want to see the world, then just get off of your victimization plantation. Just come off of it. Come off of your highbrow self-righteousness. Okay, it's all fake. We know it's fake. You know, just accept who you are. Quit trying to be something you're not. That's why all of these liberals virtue signal all day long, because they're the biggest punks. And so they try to act cool. It's funny. It's just, I didn't realize this, but I watched American Psycho a few nights ago. Again, it's one of my favorite movies. I hadn't seen it in a couple years, but Patrick Bateman, it's funny, is a total PC liberal. And it's hilarious because I didn't notice it at first. And I don't know if that's how it was written to be intended, like some, you know, higher than thou, self-righteous, politically correct guy is the biggest mass murderer. But that is basically the story. And it's just funny the way he talks in the PC-ness that's what the liberals do. And then, of course, behind the closed doors, he's murdering dozens of people. For some reason, it reminds me of Hillary Clinton. You know what, though? Let me get rid of some of this news here. I'm not even going to be able to get to all of this. I've got great videos I can't even get to. How about Michael Bloomberg? This is so stupid. Michael Bloomberg pledges $4.5 million to the Paris Climate Accord. Okay. What does that mean? Where's that money go?
Paris Climate Accord? Folks, this is literally nothing. He just gave $4.5 million. The former mayor of New York City gives $4.5 million to the Paris Climate Accord, which doesn't even exist. It's not even real. It's totally failed. Meanwhile, you've got trash in the streets of New York City because you don't even have a proper system to dispose of trash. You've got so much trash in downtown New York City that it's covering the street corners, covering the sidewalks, and your former mayor is giving money to what? No, not proper trash disposal, but the Paris Climate Accord that doesn't even exist. Then you've got the Democrat mayor of Nashville. This was the one thing that made me mad today. The Democrat mayor of Nashville gives a press conference after the shooting in the Waffle House, and the shooter is still at large. And you know what he says? He wants gun control. We need to do something about guns. We need gun control. You know what, jerk? There's a shooter on the loose that just killed four people, and you're telling me I shouldn't have a gun? How about F you? How about that, you big jerk? Got a murderer on the loose because your police department couldn't bring him in, and then you're going to tell me I need gun control? You're going to tell me I can't have a home defense weapon? Screw you, you jerk. Shooter on the loose. Police couldn't bring him in. Could be out trying to kill more people, and the mayor of Nashville tells you to turn your gun in. I'll tell you where I'll... You know what? I'm not going to get mad today. I promise I wouldn't get mad. Not going to yell today. Going to preserve my voice. Okay. Macron is meeting with Trump today. He has landed. I think that they just had a press conference, right, guys? Did they just conclude that press conference? Anyway, Okay, thank you. Michael Cohen raid rattles Trump allies. Did Fed seize president's communications? It doesn't matter. It was all illegal. So any evidence they got is going to be thrown out in court. Sure, they've stacked the courts with their liberal judges, but it won't matter. It will not matter. The Senate panel poised to vote against backing Pompeo's nomination for Secretary of State. So Trump can't even get his nominees in. In fact, I'm sure you can pull up a story. President Trump has had less nominees nominated than any other president by far. It's not even close. And now Pompeo is going to be the next one. This is the Democrats just refusing to let Trump work. They just cannot let it happen. You had a man that has been named as Alec Manassian run over at least 16 people in Toronto, 9 dead. And then the mayor of Toronto says, we're famous for our inclusivity. Good for you. Another liberal jackass. Here it is. Tracking Trump's nominations. They won't even nominate him. There it is. Look at this. Oh man, I'll tell you. If they would just let Trump work, this country would even be doing better off than it already is. You know, with the stock market and the GDP, they won't even let this guy get his administration in. That's the Democrats. Trump's a Russian agent. Trump might be going to war with Russia. More proof Trump's a Russian agent. It's like, but see, that's why I can't even think about it anymore. Because that's garbage. That's like consuming trash. I'm just done consuming the liberal trash. And if the average liberal is too dumb to understand that what you're consuming is trash, I can't help you anymore. So I can't waste my time and energy on these people anymore. I just can't do it. We just have to move forward. We just have to press forward against these lawsuits, file lawsuits back against them, just keep reporting the truth and just stay out of the trash. As I'm about to dive into a pile of trash. Porn star says Stormy Daniels telling the truth about alleged Trump threat. So now they got some new porn star. She says that she was offered 10 grand to have sex with Trump. I could go so many different ways with this story, and I'm not sure if I should take any of these paths. You want to know the truth about the porn industry?
How about the fact that you have this lady who claims that she had to be offered 10 grand to have sex with Trump, but then they play some video of Trump saying he can just walk up to a woman and they let him grab him by the you-know-what. So what is it? Is Trump paying 10 grand for women to sleep with him, or can he walk up and grab him by the pee and it's that easy for him? But now, and I'm still wondering, Stormy Daniels might be playing these people like a fiddle just to promote her porn star tour or whatever it is. But this is what the left has gone to now. They are literally reaching for porn stars to try to get material against Trump. All right, you know what? I'm not going to have time for the rest of this crazy news. Milo Yiannopoulos getting kicked out of a bar. The left pissed at Shania Twain for saying she might like Trump. ISIS threatens CNN. You can't even believe it. Students nationwide have walkouts against gun control. Then they have don't shoot, hands up, a fake story. Never happened. Girls now joining the Boy Scouts Club. Men just can't have anything without the women in it now. Nothing against women, just can't have anything. Mel Brooks, anti-PC. The list just goes on and on. But this, there is actually a juicy giblet in this story. Russian lawyer questions why Mueller hasn't contacted her. And then it's the typical what you would expect. Oh, she had a meeting with Trump Jr. Why hadn't she been contacted? Yada, yada, yada. But if you read through the story, there is a juicy giblet in here. Here you go. Listen to this one. Veselnitskaya dismissed the dossier as absolute nonsense, which was the dossier they say has the golden showers with Trump, started the whole Russian probe, totally fake, paid for by Clinton. She insisted that Glenn Simpson, whose firm Fusion GPS was hired to compile the dossier and who was questioned by the House Intelligence Committee in January, had been framed. The Senate committee has not sent her the minutes of the interview yet, Veselnitskaya said, because no one has figured out a safe way to get them to her. Oh, but somehow she can be interviewed. Asked why she decided to meet with the U.S. investigators in Berlin, Veselnitskaya said she felt compelled to tell her account after being in the heart of the Russia probe. I wouldn't really say that. You were a pawn. I'm ready to explain things that may seem odd to you, or maybe you have suspicions. Now, is she covering for Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS by saying that they were framed? Or is she confirming what I thought, that the Russian intelligence officials that told Christopher Steele Trump ordered prostitutes to pee on him made it up and were trolling the whole time? Russians are known to troll dumb Americans and dumb Brits. That's a fact. Russians troll dumb Americans and dumb Brits. Look at the prank calls. So was the Russian intelligence that they made the dossier out of fake as a troll, a setup? Or now Veselnitskaya, who is part of the corruption to begin with Fusion GPS, now are they trying to cover Fusion GPS and then put it all on Russia, saying that the Russians did everything, so that it'll just be like the indictments of 16 Russians that is never going to produce any fruit? Ladies and gentlemen, I did a horrible job. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. None of this is possible. We're hiring more crew. We're hiring more reporters. We're going live more hours of the day. Alex Jones does like 2-3 live broadcasts a day now. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And Alex is fighting back against these lawsuits. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Super Male Vitality for 50% off. Try the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that has the colloidal silver and nascent iodine in it. Try the new Emmerich's Essentials all-natural shampoo. That's how you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better.
And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.